That would
shock the shorts off of me.
Number one is not.
Number one is not. Number one. Is it a no-brainer? I mean,
Give us a hint.
Give you a hint. Just think, who would be the highest player?
Well, you say LeBron.
Kobe or LeBron?
It's not LeBron. It's Kobe.
Yeah, I would say one of those two.
How much does Kobe get? Today's his birthday.
How much does Kobe get paid?
$27.8 million a year. Number two, Dirk Nowitzki, $20.9 million a year. Number three, Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, my gosh. Overrated.
20.4. Number four, Stoudemire gets 19.3.
Wow.
And the one that they went to town on and had the most fun with on everybody wants to meet this guy's agent to see how he got it done. You talk about an Arkansas connection. At number five, the fifth highest player
in the NBA is
Joe Johnson.
That's what I was thinking.
They were going nuts.
That's amazing how he pulled that off.
I have no more questions. They'd be it. 20 minutes down the
show. He's got a great agent.
And he go, I just want to know who Joe Johnson's agent is. That's my question of the day. Who's Joe Johnson's agent?
That's a great point. He's got $200 million contracts back to back. Listen, more power to him. LeBron's not in the top five?
No.
That is incredible.
Let me ask you this. Has LeBron on your list, is he off your hated list now? Do you think, is he no longer the bad boy of NBA?
I never hated him.
A lot of people did.
I know. You asked me. I know.
I used to put him in the T.O. League. He's not there anymore.
I'm with you. And did you do that by winning and then doing the Olympics, or did you just say by winning?
He slowly but surely won people over.
Yeah. You know what? And he still got booed.
If he had never done that 6 minute stupid thing that they did, nobody would have hated him.
Look here, Tommy. Look. At some point, is that a mosquito bite? I just get bites.
Basil's got a touch of West Nile, just a touch.
Hey, at some point, I'm going to tell you, at some point in his career, he's going to have, look at that, the people come in buying this stuff and carrying it off right now.
Good.
He's going to come back and he's going to go, you know, I cannot believe how stupid I was.
Maybe.
And then I had advisors who said it was okay. As he gets older, there'll be an interview where he goes, looking back on that, it's the most boneheaded thing and the grief that I took for multiple years because that stupid way of handling that. I wish I could go back and do it all over. Yeah, I don't think he's done that yet. I think he will at some point.
You know, but the people in his hometown booed him at a baseball game.
In Cleveland?
Yes.
Yeah, listen, they hate him in Cleveland.
Yes, but he's at a charity.
I'd boo him.
Oh, man. A guy gets up on a stage
and dances around if we're going to win five,
at a charity event.
He didn't.
I don't care what he did. That would be like somebody from Arkansas going to Texas and putting your front in your face. We're going to win over here. I couldn't win up in Cleveland. You're crazy. I'd boo the hell out of him.
At a
charity event.
It's his charity.
Don't put LeBron James and charity in the same sentence.
Well,
first of all,
it happened.
If he did, he'd give $1 million.
Oh, listen, here's the deal. He made a mistake.
He is not up there with the most beloved athletes, but
I think he's starting to win his way back. I think I think it is too that makes.
I hope he saves a woman from a burning building.
You know what I think makes us like him a little bit more, because we saw him be a team player. It wasn't about me. He did what he had to do to win a series, and I think, he's a team player, and he made a mistake, but
I think the Olympics helped him.
I think you're exactly right. I agree. What is this? This is a Popper, Big Papa. Popper.
All right. Popper. Let's put it this way. The guy.
That's close, Bass.
Mike Anderson leaves and goes to Kentucky. When he comes into Walton Arena, you think they're going to boo him?
Well, we booed him.
Yes.
Well, that's booing. I'm talking about at a charity event.
Oh, at a charity event. Would you just stop with the charity?
You're just hating on
I wouldn't boo him at the charity event.
No, I wouldn't. It's his event.
It depends on what kind of charity event it is. It's a basketball. Boo!
How much did they pay to get in the charity event?
I don't know.
Exactly.
What?
If they pay, it
was probably $50 they had to show up.
He probably let them all in free. I'm going to find out about it. And I want you to apologize to his mama.
Are you out of your mind?
Been said.
Draws you near. a sports injury has you sidelined, the Baptist Health Sports Medicine Clinic can help. No matter how young and invincible you are, neglecting a sports injury can lead to serious consequences. Every Saturday during the football season, Baptist Health and Ortho Arkansas are holding a sports medicine clinic featuring orthopedic specialists who can help you get back in the game. The orthopedic clinic is open to anyone, and for more information, call Baptist Health Healthline at 2-